If you're not effective communicating or you're not consistently communicating, more than likely your relationships suck because you're not good at conversations.
What's the best strategy for a new agent to get their first client?
You know, it's funny, we live in a world of voyeurs. They can video everything you do every day, chop it up on CapCut and drop a video about it. People want to know what you're doing. People want to see what you're doing. They want to be a part of it. The most valuable marketing tool I can tell you is this one phrase: show people what it's like to be in business with you long before they're ever in business with you. Open your books, open your training, open your mind, open your skills, and show it with everybody. Agent attraction is client attraction. Client attraction is agent attraction.
Where did you learn to negotiate?
My version of negotiation is probably different than most. My job isn't to fight you or combat you. My job is to get you see my way. In order to do that, we have to become allies. Get around people that are living the life you want to live. Get around people that are learning more than just about how to make money. When you're around people that are honoring their wives and their relationships, they're honoring their God in the way they behave. They're honoring their children and their commitments and showing up as a parent. Like, man, your life just becomes better.
What should an agent consider before starting a team? Starting off with your background in the business.
So I got in 2005. So I've been in since 2005. I came from the restaurant industry. I managed restaurants for about 6 years before I got in. I started that when I was like 18. In 2005, I was 25. I got in and I struggled, actually. I truth be told, I lost my first house to foreclosure and I got my car repoed and thought I had it all figured out. And that shit went out the window real quick. And so I struggled the first couple years and kind of figured out what I was doing. In that period, you know, my wife is like, just go back to the restaurants, forget this crap. And I said, well, we've already lost everything. So like, what the hell does it matter? Like, why would I give up now? Like, I've already rock bottom. Like, it's like, I've gone through the hardest part. So I just didn't feel like giving up. So I didn't. And here we are, almost 19 years later, and still in the industry. And I've sold over 2,500 houses. And that's it. It's just, I've made a career out of it. And it's been a pretty good life so far.
That's awesome about the restaurants. I didn't know that about you until I was looking at your profile today. I mean, I feel like everybody at some point in their life should work in a restaurant. My wife has not worked in a restaurant. She's awesome, but there's a lot of people that I've met while working in the restaurants that weren't so awesome. But I think it teaches people a lot, you know, in that position and the how hard you have to work, you know. So
the humility factor.
Yeah.
Sometimes can be ridiculous.
Yeah. And if you compare that, if you took a restaurant person, you said, okay, look, you know, the amount of hours they put in to earn the money that they earn, and you compare it to a real estate agent, it's crazy. So as far as real estate, you know, I know you were at KW, then you were at EXP just for a minute, right?
I did 2 years at EXP.
Because I think we switched. I mean, I sound like I'm a stalker. I'm not really a stalker, but I do follow you kind of.
Yeah, right.
But it was about the same time we switched to EXP, but I'm still at EXP. And then you got your broker's license, or did you have it before?
Before I ever joined KW back in 14, I got my broker's license, I think in 2011. I opened my own brokerage and we were doing good. I think we were like 50 million a year in sales, but my model was really kind of screwed up. It wasn't the greatest model. I hadn't really learned about teams and stuff like that. That's when I joined KW in 2014. You know, it was all about the Red Book, the Millionaire Real Estate Agent.
Yeah.
And I did that for quite a while. I love KW, became a team leader, all that good stuff. Then EXP. And then 2 years of that, like when the market started shifting, like late 2022, I just asked myself, like, how do I give all my people a raise? And I had like 22 agents, 28 agents, I think, actually. And it was basically, we can cut down on monthly fees. We can cut down on all these things. We can give our agents a raise. And we can, as a brokerage, start taking some of that extra money instead of paying it to EXP. We can pay it to brokerage and then recycle that back for our agents. So it was a way for me to realize that we could help everybody in our circle with this one foul swoop. And, you know, we jumped to 28. We dropped to 22 real quick. And here we haven't even hit our year mark and we're at 55 agents right now.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome, man. Congrats on that, especially in a time. I mean, you brought up 2022 and, you know, over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of changes, right? You know,
a
I'm
lot.
Sure it's not just here in Kentucky. I'm sure everyone's seen the same thing, but a lot of agents fell out. A lot of, I know I had a moment in my life I was like, I thought the world was coming to an end.
Seen a ton of agents struggle. That was my thing, is watching my own agent struggle, watching other agents struggle, and saying like, what's the solution here? Like, how can we make this different? And I was actually not completely, but mostly out of production in 2022. I was only closing like 20 deals or something like that, and it was coaching and doing investments and stuff. And then I decided to jump back into sales. I actually made a drastic move, and I got rid of my director of sales. I became the director of sales, and I just realized that I'm really good at selling shit, and I'm really good at coaching other people on how to do it too. And I think we've already closed like 65 deals this year so far,
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
we've taken 60, I know 70 plus listings so far this year, and it's just, we're on fire, and it
That's
doesn't seem to
great.
be slowing down. And we've had, I think, seven agents have joined us just this month alone so far.
That's awesome. It's interesting that you say that. You're a little ahead of me on that because it's just been maybe a month that I jumped back in and started making calls again. And I've been out of production for like 3 or 4 years, like 3 or 4. But it's amazing what it does for everyone else around you when you start doing what you're expecting everybody else to do. I mean, it's totally changed the game for me over the past 30 to 60 days. But the very first call I made was a lady. I just put her under contract, a $600,000 farm. She said, "Well, I don't think your agent was took me too seriously." I mean, and I can't make this up. It was the very first call I made. But that keeps you in the game, like it's really interesting how much I've lost by not doing that.
For me, it was it's speed of the leader, speed of the pack, right? The faster I run, like, I think I've taken 28 listings so far this year, and it's just like spearheading everything else everybody's doing. It's I get more listings, which means we get more leads, which means we get more opportunity, which means we get more signs in the yard, which it's just, it's a domino effect, and it starts with me. And not only that, that's a big shot in the arm to my income, right? I get to make an extra $400,000 to $500,000 this year.
That's amazing. Last year was the first year I had a bookkeeper, which I can't believe I made it. It's been 10, 11 years. I've had a team, and this last year was the first year that I didn't do the books. And but the company that I've been doing it with has other real estate teams, so I can look at month to month what the comparisons are like industry-wide, and I'm failing in a lot of places, but now the cost of sale has gotten so much better since I've jumped in. That
What's
makes
the
a
name of the
big difference.
company?
They're out of Phoenix, a
Okay.
streamlined find it,
I don't know
I
who the
can
heck
send
we're
you,
using now.
pardon?
We were using the heck was their name? God dang it, now I forgot. But yeah, they changed their name not too long ago, but I've been using the same bookkeeper for a good 4 or 5 years.
Was something I wish I would have done before myself. I mean, I had a grasp on it. I knew exactly what I was spending, but it's like, when you have a bad month, you kind of turn your head the other way, and just
Yeah, all
so,
right.
production does a lot, to fix things. So what are you doing? You said you've taken all those listings. What are you doing to get listings?
It's a blend. It's social media, so I drop a video and a reel every single day. To Facebook, Instagram, I push to TikTok too. I make calls every day. I'm calling for sell by owners, I'm calling expireds. And I'm also reaching out to our database, just checking on people and seeing how they're doing. And just all those avenues, it's just turning up. But I'm a very habitual, like, freakish type human being. Whenever I jump into something, it's like, it's crazy. So it was like getting on a bike. Once it started flowing, it's crazy. So I'll be at 6 to 12 closings a month, probably the next like 2 months, and it'll just keep rolling from there. Like, it's just, I won't stop until I have a stellar year, and that's it.
How are you doing, like, as far as FSBOs and expires? Do you use a dialer to call them?
Honestly, I don't. Well, I kind of, I go on Zillow, I grab the information, I put it into Follow Up Boss, and I dial through Follow Up Boss mainly because I just want my conversation to be recorded. So I run a number tracking system in my team. We track text message, emails, outgoing phone calls, 2 minute plus conversations and appointments. I to the formula I figured out for someone to like be consistently productive is 533.33 points a day on a 30-day scale monthly. If you can do that, which is roughly like
40,000.
500, yeah, so it's 500 points, yeah, so something like that, yeah.
40,000. I had seen somebody said 8,000, but then as soon as I jumped in and started getting on the phones, I realized that 10,000 was easy. 10,000 was easy.
It's 16,000.
Okay, 16,000. So that's the number to
Yeah.
shoot for someone to be productive.
If you have an appointment a day, every day for the month, there's no way you can fail. Like it's if you
Right.
just meet me, and it doesn't even have to be
A listing appointment.
a lifting appointment. It can be a break bread. It can be a relationship builder. It can be pop buys, like you name it. But that face to face is a relationship builder.
Right.
That's what. So that's text message. Email, outgoing phone call, 2 minute plus conversation and appointment. And for me, all we're tracking is conversations. And if you're tracking conversations, what you're really tracking is relationships.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Every appointment is either a listing, a buyer consultation, or a recruiting appointment. And I track them all because, of course, a recruiting appointment to me is worth like 10 closings a year on average for an agent, right? So it's just as good as going getting 10 listings.
Yeah.
So I track recruiting appointments and my right now for this month, I've got 35,901 points. 25, I've got 13,295 emails, 1,173 text message, 106 outgoing phone calls, 67 2 minute plus conversations, and 25 appointments.
That's awesome, man. I feel I need to get up earlier. I mean, you're making me feel like I'm not doing anything. That's really cool, man. That's really cool. So what are you doing to when you say you're making recruiting appointments, so you're just reaching out to agents?
So I run an Indeed ad, right? So I run Indeed ads that picks up some people. In 3 years, I created a database of roughly, let me see what the total number is. It's a little over 3,000, I think. So agent prospects is I've got 3,999 prospects in the system that I have built over the past 3 years. And I systematically send emails inviting them to events, create videos, drop it for them, and educate them. And then I do the same thing on social media. And when those agents start to interact with me on social media, I direct message them and then say, "Hey, I saw you liked the video. How's business? How's life? What's going on? What are you doing?" And just start the conversation. This year, I've dubbed it the eventful year. It's the year of events. I'm going to put on 2 to 5 events every single month. So I picked up a home builder that wants me to list all their properties. And I said, "Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold events at your units. You're going to teach people how to sell new construction. I'm going to teach them about social media, and we are going to blast your stuff. I take the listings. I make money off the listings. And then on top of that, I'm building a following of agents that are like just excited to sign up for these events. And then I develop a relationship, and then I coach them better than their current coach. And then they come and work for us."
With the builder, you work with many builders, or is that the
I just started working with builders this year. Again, I used to work for a bunch of builders in 2015 and 16. I got rid of them and I said, "I just want to work basic resale and retail." So I did. And then beginning of this last year going into it, I said, "You know what? I've got a big enough team where we can absolutely help a builder in our area dominate." So I chose one builder, jumped in, and we've just been exploding their business. And then another builder said, "How are y'all doing this?" And so they picked us up too. And
Yeah.
so we're just picking up, a couple builders, nothing too crazy. It's probably going to be about 2,500 listings over the next 2 years.
Well, I've always struggled with builders just because it always seems like if they're good, and I know that Texas is a lot different than Kentucky. There's very limited space, so there's not as many builders here. I mean, I know that's a big thing down there, but it always just seemed like they didn't value. It was not like they already had what they needed. From what I experienced with them.
The thing, like, you can find builders, like some builders have it together.
Yeah.
They have great marketing, they have great advertising, they have great salespeople, and they're moving product. But you will notice other builders, I mean, they're gonna struggle. When the hot
Yeah.
market's everybody's happy, but they're gonna struggle. And my commitment to my builder is like, I'm not just the person that's marketing and advertising your properties. I've got my entire sales force behind what you're doing, and I'm gonna coach and train your sales force too. Because right now my sales force is out selling your sales force. Like we are killing the builders. Like, how are you moving so many houses? I'm like, because we hustle. I get on the phone every damn day.
Is that how you're training them? Is just by you doing it? Do you have training events with your team? What does that look like?
My daily schedule, 8 to 8:30, we do script practice and role play every day. 8:30 to 9, we do our morning huddle. Monday's motivational. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we go over leaderboard numbers and talk about your activities. Wednesdays, I'll usually bring somebody on to talk about their successes, like somebody on the team or somebody outside the team. Fridays, we do what's called the win and the learn. We're going to look at our week and ask yourself, what did you win at this week and what did you learn about this week? And we share with each other. It's like a collective genius. If somebody shares something they struggled with and they worked through, then everybody else learns from it. And then if you share your win, we all get to celebrate together and have a little bit of fun. But every meeting starts with gratitude. I have to have at least 3 to 5 people talk about what they're grateful for today.
Nice, man. Sounds good. Tell me about the script practice. That's something that it was how I built my team. And I mean, for 8 or 9 years, it was every single day that we did it. But then as the team got bigger, that's where we ran into a challenge because we were always just all, in a circle. We do them all together. But then as the team grew, we got over 10 people. It just seemed like it got too diluted. Do you guys do it in a group or do you break off in
So
smaller groups?
we do it on Zoom. You can be on Zoom or in the office. Sometimes we will break up into smaller groups. A lot of times we'll have somebody just run through the script on site. Sometimes we'll get into a conversation and I'll just start explaining like the psychology of a conversation, and I'll break down one of my calls, or I'll break down somebody else's calls, and we'll just talk about like what could we have done better here, like where are we missing, and how do we really win next time.
Yeah.
So, but. For me, script practice, it's more than just, I call it conversation practice. I call it relationship practice. I call it life practice. Truth of the matter is, like, the fundamentals that I teach is that you can't get off this planet happily without having relationships. You can deal without math, you can deal without science, you can deal without all kinds of big bull crap they teach you in school, but you will not get off this thing without learning about relationships. And to me, relationship are they're the sum of your conversations. That's what a relationship is, the sum of your conversations. If you're not effective communicating or you're not consistently communicating, more than likely your relationships suck because you're not good at conversations. So if we know relationships are one of the most important things in the world, and we know conversations create relationships, we should practice conversation every damn day.
Man, that's
You know,
fire.
and I quiz people on like, I'm asking them like, what's the best question you can ask in this situation? And then I kind of guide them on, in order for me to help a human being, I'm not a salesperson, I'm a sales consultant, or I'm a real estate consultant. So a consultant is going to be someone that really just consults someone else on what's best for them. The only way I know what's best for another human being is I have to ask so many questions and learn from them to figure out what they truly value and what's important. If not, I'm just throwing shit in the dark, like it doesn't make any sense. But
Right.
once I figure out the key to their heart, I mean, we can accomplish anything at that point.
Yeah.
And so we practice a lot on questions like what's a BS questions, what's a good question, what's a Rolodexing question, and we just question to death until you master the art of the conversation and listening.
Man, I'm excited to share this stuff with my team just because, I mean, like I said, you're famous in our office. I mean, literally. We've
I
got a wall.
appreciate it.
We got a wall. Your name's not on it, but we got a trophy wall of for sale by owner sign. So that's one of the things when I go on a for sale by owner appointment. I tell them about that, my signs. I said, I want to take that sign. When we're all done with this and you decide you're never going to need to use that sign again, I'm going to take it with me. That's my prize for selling your
Yeah.
house, But I have them on a wall, but it's just crazy how much your name comes up. But then to hear you talk, because we've never really had a conversation before, but to hear you talk, man. I mean, it's pretty in tune with a lot of the stuff that we talk about. So that's cool. On to your health, man. That's amazing. 275 pounds to 209 pounds.
About 2 year journey. In early 2022, I was 275, man. Honestly, I would fall asleep in my office sometimes. I was so tired by like 2:30 or 3, like my energy was zapped. So, also my shoulders and my knees were in bad shape from sports and stuff. And then, some of my kids are young enough still that they still want to engage and do stuff. And I would get home and say, I'm too tired or something like that. And I just thought to myself, what a damn shame that is, that these children still want to be around me and I'm too tired. I've given all the best of me to the real estate industry and I come home and I give shit to my kids and I'm like, that is not okay. So when the doctor had some blood panels, they're like, you're pre-diabetic, and if you don't get this under control, and they've been telling me that before. It's not like some magic thing that just happened. I knew you don't get fat by eating one taco. Like I was eating all the tacos. So I was 275 and just out of shape, and 275 on my body frame. Like I carried it okay, but it's still not good. So took some blood panels, looked into testosterone because my business coach was like big on it, talking about getting in shape. So I did it. And it was great, you know, but my cholesterol was still a little high. I had to worry about stuff like that. So I started getting on different pills and stuff, not like medicine, but like natural stuff. And that alone kind of kickstarted my workout journey. So I'm in a group called F3. They're all over the country. It's a free men's workout group. And it's awesome because we work out together. It's run by, you know, different people in the group, different days. Completely free. It's all over the country. So if I go to Nashville on vacation, I can find an F3 workout group
Oh, cool.
somewhere in the region. So anywhere you go, you're going to find it. F3 is all over the country. So I worked out with those guys. I started off Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then I found that's the only days that group in my area worked. But there was a one in the town next to us that worked out on Monday and Wednesdays. So now, and then I do a 5 mile run on Friday. So I work out
Wow.
six days a week. And then I usually take Sundays off unless I feel like crazy and I'll go run or just do something. But it's a habit. Like every day, I just said, I wake up and if I doubt or I feel like I don't want to work out, I say, what would a healthy person do? And then I get up and I get my ass to work. And that got me from 275 to around 240. And you know, the blood sugar was still not the best. Like I was still battling some things. And so they sent me to a specialist, and I don't know if you heard of like these triglycerides or whatever the crap, like Mounjaro and Ozempic and all that. So they prescribed me Mounjaro. I got on Mounjaro, and my relationship with sugar drastically changed, like completely. I battled most nights with like I'd have to have like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal or some crap at night, and it was no good, and it was hurting me. And so finally, that really helped my relationship with sugars. And between working out 6 days a week, being on, I don't know if I told you about testosterone, but yeah, the testosterone was a game changer too. So testosterone, working out 6 days a week, and then getting on the Mounjaro like that, you know, that's what in 2 years I've gotten down to 210. But I'm probably like the healthiest 210 I've been, like 209, but man, I feel powerful. And my
That's
energy does
awesome.
not die out until like 10 p.m. I can go like hardcore all day long.
What time of day are you working out? Are you working out in the morning or the afternoons or?
5:30 a.m. I wake up at 4:45, get ready. I'm in the car by 5:15. I'm at the park by 5:30 with the guys. We put a 45-minute workout Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays at 6:30 to 7:30 for an hour. And that's pretty much what every day looks like.
It's awesome, man. So I'm sure that's affected your. So you said it was your kids mainly that got you going on that, but
Man, it was my sex life. It was everything. Like it makes everything better. My relationship with my wife. When I get home, you know, sometimes your wife gets she asks questions and you get irritated for no reason. And that's gone away. I'm a better husband. This was the game changer for health for me too. Like I could never do it for myself because I never cared enough for myself, right? But whenever I put it about my kids and I made it about my wife, that really started to be a game changer. And then the final thing that really kind of pushed me over the top where I started really going and getting it was I realized that if I was crashing at 2:30, that means my mind was crashing at noon, right? And how effective is my day from 8 a.m. to noon? You know, that's only a couple of hours. Half of my day is garbage at that point, right? So I realized that if my energy was on high and my physical was better, my mind didn't start shutting down to like 8 or 9. So I'm getting the best of my mind all day. My body wasn't starting to shut down to like 10, 11 p.m. So I was getting the most out of every day. So inherently, gave myself a huge raise.
Yeah,
Like
of
I
course.
basically said, I'm going to double my income because I've doubled my energy and I've doubled my brain power, so I can get two times more done than I did when I was unhealthy. And sometimes money can feel like a really big motivator in this business.
Yeah.
So you pair all that up, my family, and I made a commitment. I will see all my kids graduate. I will meet my grandchildren. All those things that can became my motivator, and that's why I'm on it every day.
And that's awesome. You talked said something about income and talk about giving yourself a raise. What about investments, real estate? You buy real estate, you own real estate?
I do. I own an apartment complex, like storage facilities, houses, the building we're in. Like I try to buy. It's like Monopoly, honestly. It's fun. I'm closing
Yeah.
on another house today, and I'll be closing another house probably the next week. I want to buy at least a house a week, property a week.
Are you sourcing them through your real estate team, or do you have a separate? I mean, I know that you come across some lead generating, like if you're generating that level, but do you have a separate entity that creates those opportunities also, or?
It's all the same. It's all in the
Yeah.
same realm, right? I coach every one of my agents. Like, this is what I tell them. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to coach you how to be a real estate consultant, best you can be, salesperson, right? I'm going to coach you how to run your business like a business, run it by the numbers, create predictable outcomes, create predictable habits so you know how much money you can make. Number three and four are optional. I'm going to teach you how to be an investor. Every house you walk in, you ask yourself, do I want to own this house?
Yep.
Everyone, every property you drive by, ask yourself, do I want to buy that? And then number four is leadership. So number three and four are optional. I'm going to teach you how to be a leader. And those are my cores, man. That's what I go over with everybody. So sales first, running it like a business, and then investment and leadership are your optionals. You get to decide that. But everybody, I coach them on formulas, how to find deals, how to run numbers on them, how to make sure you're getting a good deal. I started a hard money company, so we lend the money on it too. So if you find a deal, I tell them, like, don't look at a deal and say, well, I can't get it. Ask yourself, is it a good enough deal? If the deal's good enough, we can put the money together.
That's right.
Nothing
Yeah.
else matters.
Yeah.
So my lead ISA, he's leaving Thursday to go to San Antonio. He's buying a house in San Antonio. We probably buy as an organization 20 houses a month.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah. I got a kid
Awesome.
that started with me at 19. He's 24 right now. He owns 63 houses.
Wow,
He's
that's
flipping
great, man.
17 as we speak, 17 houses.
Wow.
He's a monster. And I trained him for a year. He bought his first duplex with me at 19, and now he's killing it. But I taught him the formulas. I taught him how to put deals together, package them, how to go get the money, how to build them, how to do everything. He's
Right.
better than me because he speaks better Spanish, so he can run his crews quicker. So
Yeah.
he can run, man. His dad works for him now. He used to work for his dad's mechanic shop. Now his dad works for him.
How are you sourcing that many deals, though? How are you sourcing that many deals?
Same thing. So you're lead generating, you're looking, you're asking. Tell everybody and their mom that you're looking for a house. If
Yeah.
you look at my social media, at least once or twice a week, there's a post that says, send me your deals. I'm looking to buy houses.
Yeah.
So everybody in my universe knows I'm looking to buy.
Right.
So they're thinking, I'm either going to put money with Ozzy, I'm going to invest with Ozzy, I'm going to send them a deal or something. Like, they're all thinking
Yeah.
about how to keep, in a relationship with me somehow or another. And I'm just teaching them how to do it.
What's the best strategy for a new agent to get their first client?
First, take your SOI, put it into your database, send out an announcement to them, letting them know that you're a person that's special in my life. I just joined this real estate company, this real estate team. Start that off, build your SOI. And then, it's funny. We live in a world of voyeurs. Take and video everything you do every day, chop it up on CapCut and drop a video about it. People want to know what you're doing. People want to see what you're doing. They want to be a part of it. The most valuable marketing tool I can tell you is this one phrase. Show people what it's like to be in business with you long before they're ever in business with you. Open your books, open your training, open your mind, open your skills, and show it with everybody. Agent attraction is client attraction. Client attraction is agent attraction. Even if it's about the details of real estate, share that shit anyways. Open your book as quickly as possible and do it a
Awesome.
lot.
What do you focus on to learn and grow?
First, spirituality, man. I want to make sure my heart's right, my mind's right with my God. I focus on my relationship, my wife. She's the most important person in my world. If our stuff isn't right, nothing's right. And then of course my children, and then it's work. If my heart and my mind aren't whole, I'll never be 100% at work. When I am complete at home, I have the courage to take on anything at work. People think that making money is going to solve their home life. No. Fix your home life and your money will chase you.
What are the best ways for agents to continue learning and growing?
Get around people that are living the life you want to live. Get around people that are learning more than just about how to make money, but like emulate. Like I've had people come to work with me and they're cheating on their wife, and I try to stay out of judgment, but I'm like, if you're not working on fixing that, we don't have a relationship. I can't deal with you like that. You need to make amends and handle your business. And when you're around people that are honoring their wives and their relationships, they're honoring their God in the way they behave, they're honoring their children and their commitments and showing up as a parent, like, man, your life just becomes better.
What can an agent do to improve their online marketing and social media presence?
First thing first, study what's going on. So if you know social media, you look at it, you open up Facebook, what's the first thing you see on Facebook? Because that's what Facebook's trying to sell you on. You look at it right there. Stories, boom, reels, short form. Facebook is teaching you the formula right there. So drop 60-second videos over and over and over again. Tell stories over and over and over again and focus it on this area. One, personal. Two, educate and demonstrate. Three, entertainment, and four, motivational, inspirational. Drop those type of posts nonstop every day in video format and do it every damn day because the stories go away 24 hours. So you should always be the first story you see on social media.
Awesome. Where did you learn to negotiate?
My version of negotiation is probably different than most. My job isn't to fight you or combat you. My job is to get you see my way. In order to do that, we have to become allies. In order to do that, I have to, like, it's not a me against you. This is a, all I have to do is say, Bob, let me ask you something. What do you want out of this transaction? What'd be perfect for you and your client? Okay, great. If I could help you to get that, could you help my seller win too? Fantastic. Let's focus on your people. We'll try to get the win. I'll focus on mine. I'll try to get the win. But together we're going to win because I need you and you need me. Let's go.
It's real good. How do you manage your time effectively?
I live by a calendar. I realized something years ago that it's not a time management issue, it's a priority issue. If you were saying yes to certain things, you're saying no to other things. So if you look at my schedule, the first thing on my schedule is always going to be health and family. So my workouts in the morning, getting ready for work, arriving at the office, all that good stuff, right? Family time, exercise, going to bed. Lead generation, morning huddle, all that stuff. The only blank space you see on my calendar is during business hours because I create my life and fill my life first. And then whatever's left over gets business. Too many people, they fill their calendar with business and then life gets what's left over. If you shift that, your entire life will change because it's living vacation to vacation. Like on Fridays, it says at 5:30, it says date night with the greatest thing to ever happen to me. That's my wife. That is a vacation that I go on every Friday night. So guess what? The rest of the day, I'm kicking ass and I'm doing everything I need to be as productive as I possible with my day because I got a vacation to go on. I got a commitment to this wonderful woman, and I don't. I'm 10 times more productive than anybody I know on Fridays because I know I got a good thing coming.
What are some common pitfalls agents should avoid?
You know, thinking that that shiny object is going to change everything, right? Chasing money and chasing leads over leadership. Leadership is going to change your life and how you do everything. When I coach my people, I tell them, look, if you're coming here for leads or money, you are lost. We got to fix your mind. If you are coming here for leadership and becoming whole in your life, you're in the right place. Let's figure it out. The crazy thing is when you fix all that, like business will come.
Yeah.
So overall, like it's just, man, it's understanding like what we're really here for. Don't get lost in the BS.
What do potential buyers and sellers look for in an agent?
That's a dang good question. They want a professional. They want somebody who's going to get the job done. But they want somebody they can relate to. So be you. And like I said, like show everybody what it's like to be in business with you long before it's ever in business with you. If you are that joking, laughing, jovial agent, fine, you're going to attract those type of people. That's awesome. That's probably the audience you want for yourself. If you're the very serious, technical, do everything by the book agent, show the world. You're going to attract those type of people. If you are uptight, Heidi, hoity-toity, rich, luxury guy, be that guy, and that's who you're going to attract.
Yeah.
Like you just be who you are as quickly as you can. You will attract your tribe, and you'll repel people that are not a part of your tribe. And those are both really good things.
What technology does an agent need?
Just a phone. This is it.
Yeah.
Have a as good an iPhone or whatever, Samsung or whatever. I'm not an iPhone, Samsung type guy, but have a phone where you can record, 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 record. So every day I take pictures of food, I take pictures of videos of what I'm doing. I'm gonna take a picture of this screen right now and just capture as much data as possible, right? So capture as much as you possibly can, and then later on go into CapCut and just chop up video after video after video. People wait and they plan their content and they write down their scripts. I don't do that. I just video my everyday. I capture every day and then I go into my phone and I say, what's going to make a really good video for the consumer where I can tell them a story that's going to relate them to me? Boom, chop it up, post it, tell your story, and roll.
What are some best practices for staying in contact with your past sales, for your past clients?
I gotta tell you, I'm not the best at this. I do have some in my database. I use Follow Up Boss and I have Aussie A. So I have Aussie A, Aussie B, Aussie C. And these are kind of my tier of relationships. The A's are the people I want to spend the most time with. B's are kind of secondary. I want to get them to be an A. And then C's are more of acquaintances. But I spend the most time with my A's than I do anybody. A lot of people spend more time trying to generate new business, which I think is great. But it's like going spending time with a stranger when your wife's at home waiting for you,
Yeah.
right? Your wife already knows, loves, and trusts you. She's probably one of your greatest referral partners if you spend time and energy and you love her back. Your family and your friends, the same thing. You've already got half the equation figured out with your sphere of influence. They already care for you in one way or another. So why don't you just spend more time with them and program them to help you grow your business?
How can an agent diversify their income?
You know what's funny? A lot of people come to me and say, I want to be an investor. I want to be an investor. I'm like, great, become a great real estate agent. That's the greatest investment you can possibly make. I mean, think about it. Using somebody else's credit, somebody else's money. You're writing a contract for somebody else, getting practice. You're looking at inspections, getting practice, surveys, title, mortgage. You're getting practice on somebody else's dime with very little risk, and you're getting 3% commission or whatever you charge.
Yeah.
That's an investment. Start with that. And as you go, just add on to that. What are the other things? You see a good lease listing that you want to buy, buy it. You see a good flip property you want to buy, buy it. You see, like, just as you grow, just build it. But the number one thing is your number one investment strategy in diversifying is your income, your annual salary that you create for yourself. Don't let it fall.
What are the first systems an agent looking to grow should put in place?
You know, for me, it's a habit thing. If you change your habits, you change your life. So your habits should be about communication. Your habits should be about effectively communicating every single day. It doesn't matter if your lead generation comes from a pond of leads in your company. It doesn't matter if it comes from Instagram, YouTube, or whatever. Get on the phones and effectively communicate every single day. If you build that habit, it'll change your life. Like that's the problem is people don't build that habit and they're like, I've got all these Instagram leads and they don't pay attention to converting and conversations and they all go to crap where they get under contract and they forget about everything and they just focus on this one contract. And 2 months later, they're like, what happened? Well, you didn't
Yeah.
build a habit of communication properly.
What should an agent consider before starting a team?
Very first thing is stop thinking about starting a team. Forget about that shit. I'm going to be the best real estate sales consultant in the business. I'm going to grow, grow, grow. When I can't handle it, I'm going to hire an admin. When I can't handle that, I'm going to hire another admin. Once it gets to a point where my time exchange is becoming like stressed, then start hiring some salespeople. But don't have the goal of creating a team. Have a goal of creating a badass real estate sales business. And then as you grow, ask yourself, how amazing am I at what I do, and how do I duplicate that and have other people help me duplicate it? So take all the things that are in your mind that you think about that make you uniquely you, that the consumer loves about your service and everything you do, get them out of your mind and get them into a checklist and get into a system and then share them with other human beings so they can carry them out for you.
That answer right there is probably the best answer you had out of the whole. That was a really good answer. Because I think would help a lot of people if they would listen to that or hear that, you know, because I think they start teams for the wrong reasons.
It's not it, man.
It's
I'm
like,
telling you right now, I've built and I've exploded and built and exploded to where I'm at right now. And I'll tell you right now, this that one of them I feel like is toxic. And I hate saying that stupid word, but one thing I feel like is like poison is this conversation about I want to be out of production. And everybody talks about a seventh level team, which I get it, man. That's cool and that's sexy and all that, I guess. But here's the problem is there's levels of so making a lot of money and then it go then you got to hire somebody making a lot of money then you got to hire somebody and then you're going to get to this place of diminishing return where it's not smart for you to have a team where you need to say I don't want a team I want a quality of life and I want to make as much money as possible I want to be with my family and I want to do it with a chunk of money and let that ride and if you outgrow that then bring somebody on. You know, stop this crap about I want to build a team. Man, I got people come to me and they're barely selling 18 million a year and they want to build a team. I'm like, what are you doing? You're in the perfect place to make really good money. Hire you an assistant. Get to 40 or 50 million before you start talking about hiring all these damn people. And then come talk to me. You know, here's the reason why I do what I do. If I was a solo agent and I just had two admin, I'll make $1 million a year clean. This shit ain't hard. It ain't hard for me. But I got to this point where, you know, I make $1 million a year and it's fantastic, but it's lonely. And I love teaching other people what I know. I want other people. I got people, Whitney makes over 200 a year. Mike makes over $600,000 a year. I've got, you know, Lori makes over 200. Like all these people around me are making more money than they've ever made. And they're super loyal to me. People try to recruit them for me every day, but they tell people, being in business with Ozzy changed my life. I'm not going anywhere. And that's what I love about what I do is I've helped people to change their entire life, the trajectory of where they're going in life. That's what makes me excited. That's what gets me up every day and do my script practice and role play every day, lead my team, because I could just hammer the phones and create 1,000 leads a year. And closable leads a year and just stay doing that. But that's boring for me. I want fulfillment and purpose, and fulfillment is purpose is helping people live a better life.
I think that's a great way to close this conversation out. I mean,
Thank you, man. I need to learn about some of the stuff you're talking about, like with lead generation, social media, Facebook and stuff, I guess running ads or whatever you're doing. I need to learn as
I'm an
much as I
open
can.
book. I'll tell you one thing. I'd say my claim to fame right now is Google reviews. I have 911.
Holy shit, I got 319. You're killing.
So when I start a new agent out and onboard them, like I have a template, I'll send it to you. But it's more about making it easy for people. But then it doesn't have to be attached to a transaction. It could be about how you feel about me as a person,
Yeah.
how,
You don't
you
have to
know.
close a deal with me to review me.
Right. So
Yeah.
when I onboard people, that's one of the first things that I do is I help them write a bio that's productive, you know, something that's going to help them be people, you know, because people are going to Google them and they're going to look up their bio. And there's so many junk bios out there that people have, you know, that don't really say that they're a great person to work with. So the first thing I do is help them with their bio. The second thing is I do this exercise with them to find out who really will help them out in their sphere list. So instead of it being, it's like, hey, can you help me out for a minute? You know, I'm in a contest. I got a new job. You know, this is their announcement that they're working with a real estate team is that I'm in a contest with the people that I'm working with to get reviews. And it doesn't have to be about a transaction. It can be about me as a person, you
Yeah.
know, and then they really see who's going to do something for them. And it really, I mean, for them, it's such a good exercise to see that there's 25 people that think that they're awesome, you know, and that are willing to do
Yeah.
that for them. So that's how I start with their sphere list. So they do that, and then they have to get the address too. So that they have to get a review with their name, and then they have to get their mailing address so that they can send them a thank you card. But there's not been one person that I've onboarded that hasn't gotten the 25.
But
That's
they
that.
get their own 25 reviews, right? Or what?
They get 13 for the team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the thing is that the people, it's funny because it's been three different times that someone's called into our office and asked for a new agent to work with based on the reviews. So that helps too. But that's helped the team, big time. I see the future changing a little bit with starting with the telemarketing, right? Like we've had all these filters and our call rates have gone down so much, calling for sale by owners and calling expireds and circle prospecting, because we were totally prospecting based. We would be 60-40 to listings to, we list a lot of properties. I mean, like 200 a year probably. But that piece has changed so much from prospecting with all the filters. We're still doing it because it still works, but it just doesn't work like it used to. We just don't get through to as many people. So turning it more marketing based, is what I've been really focused on for the past couple of years, which has been a major change in the way I think and the way that I do things,
So you said create a bio. What do you mean by that? Because if they're not setting up their own Google page to
It's
get their
not on
own
their Google
reviews.
page. I'm saying for our website, for our company website. For
Ah,
our company
okay.
website, for their Zillow page, for their homes.com page, for their realtor.com page, like all the different profiles out there. Like I go through an exercise that I picked up from the KW Connect, I think, the same thing. I downloaded probably more. If they had a record of who downloaded the most things out of that platform that they had, I mean, I was down, I'm like, I'm a sponge, man. Like I'm trying to get
Yeah.
information from wherever I can get it. But one of the things that I picked up on was something from Keller Williams that was like, find your unique value, something like that. And it just starts off with like, there's a page with 50 words on it, and they go through and circle all the words, and then they pick out the top five and write out why this will benefit a client. It's like values, then it's like skills, and then it's value skills in something else. But they go through and do this exercise based on what a client, how it's going to benefit someone else, not them. They're not talking about themselves. They're talking about the skills and the character traits that they have. So now, I mean, before, we would take that and they would use it all and put it into a paragraph. Now we just throw it into ChatGPT and it puts out the best bio that you've ever heard,
Yeah.
based on their skills and their character traits. So I just feel like that's an important part of people when they get started in real estate, is knowing who they are and what they're going to do and why that benefits people.
Yeah.
So it's just part of my onboarding process. That is.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate the call, man. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Man,
You'll
I
get to.
appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're gonna have to connect again soon. I really appreciate the information that you gave today, and I know that it's gonna be valuable to a lot of people. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. You need anything, holler at me.
I will. Thanks.
Talk to you later.